There is a new leader at the helm of a Philly nonprofit that helps blend social justice with capitalism to try and help neighborhoods thrive. WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza sat down with the CEO of the group called Impact PHL, just like the airport symbol.
North Philly native Kaffi Lindsay understands what it means when a community can get access to credit or not. She watched her father extend credit to neighbors as a teenager, with records kept in a little black book.
And Ms. Johnson would come in the next week and pay off the $5. So, you know, I just really saw the importance of commerce in a neighborhood and having somebody that would give you a $5 extension of credit so that you could get lunch meat for your kids and the importance of that.
Now the Howard University alum is an accomplished executive, attorney, and community banker. Even Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker asked her to serve as a strategic advisor this year. But the community banker's new job is in economic development through social impact investing. That means she's helping foundations and wealthy investors align their investment portfolios with their social justice goals.
There is money moving in markets every day, billions of dollars that are being invested, whether it's in the stock market or whether it's into a corporation or whether it's into a local business. The power of impact investing is saying, let's be intentional about those investments. We can still get returns, but we can also move a neighborhood forward.
Like investors did in North Philly's Sharswood neighborhood. The community got its first full-service grocery store in 50 years. That's because both private investors interested in social change chipped in, plus taxpayer money was spent to make it happen on Ridge Avenue. 50 of those local investors were crowdfunded through the website called Small Change that promised annual returns of about 7%. And that's typical for real estate.
The Philadelphia Housing Authority decided to make that intentional investment and move their headquarters to Ridge Avenue. They were able to develop out that commercial corridor space as well. And they had, with intention, were able to lease to black and brown and women-owned businesses. They're getting returns. They're not giving space away for free. They made an investment and they're getting returns on that investment. And that's what impact investing really is.
In a city that's undergoing significant change, especially with gentrification, being mindful about how money is spent will matter.
Money moves and money drives a lot of the outcomes that we see. And working in that particular space in community development, I was able to see the power of capital going into nonprofit organizations, going into housing developments, and how it was able to thread this fabric through a community.
About 5 years ago, there was a flurry of social impact projects in Philadelphia during rock-bottom interest rates. And now it's kind of unclear whether social impact projects can get financed at all. Plans for redeveloping the old Bury Hotel in North Philly are still on hold because the financing fell through and the developer ended up $23 million short. Now that doesn't mean those social investors are giving up, but don't expect that hotel to break ground anytime soon. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.